Only 9 countries voted against the resolution, which effectively called on the US to withdraw its recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They included Israel and the United States, along with a host of small nations, including Nauru. A further 35 countries abstained, including Australia and Canada. The United Kingdom was amongst the 120 countries that backed the resolution, despite threats from the United States that it would take the result personally. The Palestinian Authority's ambassador to Australia, Izzat Abdul Hadi, says Australia's abstention was disappointing. He says this was particularly so, given Foreign Minister Julie Bishop had commented yesterday that the UN motion did not conflict with Australia's position of supporting a two-state solution.
I was disappointing a little bit because the Foreign Minister, Ms. Bishop, said just 3-4 days ago that the decision of Trump to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel will increase tension.
Mr. Abdul Hadi says Australia's decision to abstain was driven by a desire to appease its ally, the United States. In a statement, Ms. Bishop told SBS News the abstention was consistent with Australia's position. The statement read, "Australia's voting position concerning Jerusalem reflected our assessment that it did not materially advance the peace process." It added, "We do not wish to see any party isolated from the process through this resolution, so we abstained on this occasion." But Israel's ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer, welcomed the decision to abstain.
There are constraints and pulls and pushes on each and every country, and I think the really question, and so we do appreciate the vote of Australia, and I said that before and I'll say it again, that Australia didn't find itself drawn into yet another Israel-bashing resolution.
Mr. Sofer went on to accuse the UN General Assembly of inconsistency.
The truth is that the United Nations, is just for the General Assembly I'm talking about here, has really become an impediment to peace in the Middle East rather than something which can assist and move us along in the direction that we need to be.
Julie Bishop says Australia will keep its Israeli embassy in Tel Aviv.